Hey, the reason why I'm calling you is I actually had a dream about you last night. Yes, it was a sex dream. It was. You can be very proud of yourself. You made me have a dream like that about you, but anyways, I thought you might want to know the details. You do? Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, basically, it's actually this fantasy that I've had for a really long time, and I got lucky and got to have it come true in a dream last night. But basically, you and I were gonna play a game, and I guess I should preface this by saying that in the dream I'm completely naked to start off with, and you are wearing this very, very, very sexy black two-piece thing. Your top is the top is see-through, and I can see your nipples, your hard nipples through it. And the bottom, just outlines your pussy lips, and in the back is a G-string. So your bare ass is shown to me. It's just driving me wild to see you dressed like this. But anyway, we're gonna play in the dream. We're gonna play a fun game where my job is to capture you and fuck you. And your job, your goal, is to try and get away from me, to escape. So I'm gonna have to chase you. So, we talk about everything. We get our safe words in order so we know things. It's gonna be just really fun. And nothing's gonna go too far. Nothing bad's gonna happen. It's just gonna be safe fun. But it's gonna be really, really fun. And, so you basically just take off, and I chase after you, and we're having fun. You're giggling and laughing, and I am too, and I'm kind of letting you get away. I'm not really, really trying, because the chase is really fun and exciting. I might occasionally grab an arm or a leg, but I let you squirm away and keep going. We do that for a little bit. We're having very fun. But at one point, you run into the kitchen, and I follow, and you run on one side of the table, and I'm on the other, and we're circling around, me going after you, and you keeping the table between us. And we're both bent over and our eyes lock. And we realize together that what's about to happen isn't a game anymore. We're both so excited. We're both so turned on. I'm so hard and you're so wet. What's gonna happen is gonna be so primal, so animalistic. And we keep staring into each other's eyes, and then suddenly you dart towards the bedroom, and I sprint after you, and now I'm not taking it easy. I'm not gonna let you win. I catch up to you, and I grab you, and I lift you effortlessly up in the air like you're nothing in my powerful arms. And I flip you over my shoulder. Your face buried in my lower back. My hand on your ass, keeping you on my shoulders. And I carry you into the bedroom. And I throw you down on the bed. And with one hand, I grab your top. And with the other, I grab your bottoms. And with one powerful motion, I rip that sexy black lingerie off your body. And so now, I'm standing over you. Naked and excited, looking down at your gorgeous, sexy, sweat-covered body. Naked, except for the tatters of that lingerie that remain. Your swollen pussy in between your spread open legs, aching for my cock, and I can no longer help myself. The game is over, and I grab you in firm grip on either side of your ass, and I flip you over, and I take you from behind. I thrust my cock into your wet, warm pussy. I fill you up. And I begin to use you like you're my fuck toy. My little ball of fuck. I pull you forward and back over my cock, and you scream, muffled by the pillows and the sheets, and I pull you over and over on my cock. Until neither one of us can help it anymore. And we come together. I explode inside of you. My cum filling you up. And you scream with ecstasy. And then I collapse on top of you. My bare chest against your bare back. My cock. And now outside of you. Between your ass cheeks. We lay there breathlessly. Unable to make cohesive thought. And that's about the time that I woke up. And I realized for the first time since I was like a teenager that I had a wet dream because of you. Because of what the thought of you does to me. And so now I have to know if this fantasy, this dream of mine, can become a reality. I really, really hope that you say